About 15 members of Pittsburgh Organizing Group are at the Army Recruiting Station in Oakland, the university area of Pittsburgh, and we are protesting the station. This is the third protest in an ongoing series of counter-recruitment actions that POG is engaged in, and basically with just the goal of confronting recruiters and their bases of operation whenever possible in whatever way we can.
And how's that going so far?
It's going excellently. This station is actually closed today, not because of us, but I think because of the holiday on Monday, so they're closed today. But we thought that might be the case, but we feel that recruiting is an ongoing thing. It's not about when one office is open or one office isn't open. It's they are recruiting people to kill and be killed 24 hours a day, every day. It's an ongoing thing. And just this station being here is a way for the government to put information out there about the Army and get its propaganda out there and have its signs of Army of One all over the place. And so we feel a lot of the point of this is just to, as you can hear from the positive beeps in the background, to raise awareness of in the area that recruiters are being confronted and that we are taking action and that people can get involved, and this is a tangible way to work against the war.
How's Army recruitment going?
Army recruitment is going badly. You know, there was obviously a surge after 9/11 with all of the government propaganda and the stuff about we've been attacked and a lot of people enlisted, and you know, there was an initial surge then, but obviously we've went into Afghanistan and we've went into Iraq and 3+ years of war and almost 2,000 dead U.S. troops, 15,000 or so wounded, tens of thousands of killed civilians and enemy soldiers. I've really taken a toll. This is a vastly unpopular war. It's a war that has divided the country, and it's one that has forced people to really confront issues of what the military's purpose is and whether it's, you know, what our foreign policy is, what our actions are overseas, what this government's real agenda is, and that maybe, you know, joining up isn't really to defend our country. Maybe joining up is a way to help the Bush administration negatively project its power overseas. So, yeah, Army recruitment is not going good. Almost all of the branches are missing their recruitment goals every month. They predict that this year and next year will be two of the toughest years that they've ever faced. About 1 in 5 recruiters is currently under investigation. They're pumping hundreds of millions of extra dollars they didn't plan to spend on hiring thousands of extra recruiters to go into areas. There's stuff happening all over the place. Counter-recruitment campaigns are going on in most major cities and in a lot of rural areas. There's resistance in from parents and school boards. Clergy has turned against it. There's just a lot of people speaking out, to young people, a lot of people in the community who are respected, who are saying, you know, maybe this isn't the best option, and maybe you should consider other things, and maybe you should take a more critical look at what the government is saying.
I read in the Army Times the other day that a proposal is being considered to offer $1,000 bonuses to recruiters who are able to not even get someone to enlist, but just get them into the door and sign up for more information. Have you heard about that, and what's your reaction to it?
I haven't heard of that specific scheme, but I think that's just one of increasing number of signs of desperation in the Army that they're turning to. You know, I mean, essentially in this country, what we have is it's a certain percentage of people from pretty much all walks of life enlist for patriotic reasons or because they've always dreamed of being a soldier and they buy into propaganda, etc. And then that is combined with a majority, primarily economic draft. And as the equation in people's minds changes of how, you know, what they get out of the bargain, the pot has to be sweetened, and essentially, and so they're offering all kinds of bonuses and rewards and, you know, keychains and this shiny video and, you know, all this stuff that to try to make it, you know, to change that equation in people's head and try to make them think that it's a better deal and they're going to get more out of it and you'll get this extra money. And the same thing with recruiters. Recruiters are under increasing pressure. They're under pressure because they could get reassigned if they don't meet their monthly quota, and reassignment primarily means you're going to be in Iraq. Like, you know, I mean, people from troops in South Korea are going to Iraq. Like, every, you know, I mean, this isn't, there's not a lot of places that we're sending people besides Afghanistan and Iraq. It's not that you're just going to be hanging out at a base in, you know, South Carolina, hanging out on the beach. Your ass is going to be over in the desert. And the recruiters are also under a lot of pressure because enlistment is down, and because, you know, thousands of extra recruiters are being added, and, you know, there's more and more people, but less and less available people in this pool of, you know, the most likely people to enlist, and they're throwing everything that they can in terms of advertisements and stuff. And recruiters, at the same time, they're getting a lot of extra privilege. They're not going and fighting. They're hanging out. They get an extra bonus basically every month from the Army to recruit, and a lot of that is so that they can do things such as buy nicer cars. You know, they say that, you know, you want to be seen as, like, you know, you're this popular, well-off guy. No one's going to be driving a beat-up jalopy telling a kid, hey, this is a good choice for your future. So they give them extra money so that they can live a higher lifestyle, the type of lifestyle that they're trying to convince recruits is what they're going to get.